Thurston to take it. Long throw down the right. Free header, though. Played into the heart, to the halfway line, and slightly miscontrolled there. Can Winter get on the end of it? Or two, a strong challenge won by the home team. And King on the ball again. Launched the ball long, but Ashworth this time. Well, it's not the best of clearances, but it falls for Eckersley. Eckersley now in turn plays it to Chandler. Chandler plays it to this near touchline. Good defending again by the number six. Does well there, Ryan. Bill Priestley. FC United now trying to win the ball back. There's a mistake in the defence there, and FC United get the lead, and they do, out of absolutely nothing. There was a calamitous play there from the centre half. He tried to head it back to his goalkeeper, and he completely missed it. And FC United's George Thompson just slipped the ball in, and it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. There was no build-up play. There was absolutely nothing apart from the goal.
I mean, it was well won initially by Daniels. You know, he's nodded it on into the right areas. We were talking, you know, I was just saying about Bradford playing the ball into them areas. This pitch, you don't know if it's going to carry. He's really misjudged that as the defender has. He's leaning, trying to nod it back into the hands of the keeper. It's not reached him, and Thompson's been alive to it.
And it'll be throwing on this near touchline, about 5 yards from the corner flag, and it's going to be Craig King looking for some support. And it looks like it's going to be a long throw now. No one really gone to meet the ball there, and you would expect them to do that. There's only two or three players around the ball, and FC United seems to have everyone covered at this moment in time. And what can they do now? Well, he's done really well. The number 8, the ball comes across. There's an opportunity now for the number 4 outside the penalty area. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can, and it's an equalising goal. And it's that man, Nathan Turner, there. But again, that was all the work. And I think it was Luke Dean, was it, that made all the work there. No, in fact, it was Chib, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But again,
fantastic feat. He shouldn't have been allowed to get through that many defenders. It's disappointing to see two free players at the back post. It's well taken. It's a good finish.
Well, FC United come away with it now, and ball trying to be played by Daniels across the near touchline to George Thompson, and again a long looping ball. Ashworth needs to win the header. He does win the header, but as far as King takes over, you have the overlap as always. Does well there. 1-2 back with King. King's going to book this all to the penalty. It's a great ball towards the back post keeper there. Can he get the end of it? No, he can't. Great goal, and well, they've just basically had one goal disallowed, and that number 7 at the back post there, Liam Colley, well, he rises high above FC United's defence, and it was a lovely passage of play down the right hand side between that man King again. A 1-2, ball whipped across, back post, header down, goal 2-1.
Fantastic. They've been putting the balls into those areas all evening. And, he's picked his spot. It's a good run. It's a good header. And it was coming.
It was. I mean, FC United have been much better in the second half. However, that really just shows that the quality of King down the right-hand side, a great bit of link-up play, put a lovely ball towards the back post. And the difference in height makes a massive difference, really. You've got Thurston. So, in fact, it was Chandler who's obviously...
He didn't have a chance.
It was Thurston, wasn't it, in fact? Thurston against, against Colley. And Colley, well, he rose very, very well, and he headed the ball down. And, again, they've got the just desserts in all fairness, because by all accounts, really, they should have had 3 or 4 in the opening form first half. All saying that, FC United hit the post and had a golden opportunity with Kay to change the game and the complexity of the game so quickly in the first half. Never took advantage of that, unfortunately. And now, well, they've got a lot of work to get back into this game. Player needs to win the ball, and he does well there. The referee's not giving a free kick. I thought he would have, though. And there's another straight long challenge and a bad challenge. It was Kay on, was it on Patterson? And the referee having a quick word, and it should be a yellow card, you would have thought. Again, it's because we're slow to the ball, slow to the reaction, and with that reaction, it's creating a yellow card. And there's Scott Kay got into the book.
Yeah, but I'm going to say that was a great save from Dylan Forth. I think, like you say, as he's come through, Chiefs should have really, you expect them to score one on one, but the keeper's come flying out. He's stayed upright and he's smothered it.
I agree with you. The one thing you would have thought, though, the pace of Chib and the quality, he should have gone round the player, round the goalkeeper. And great. He stood up well all the way, because it was just him and the goalkeeper. As someone doesn't like Lucozade. The ball to the penalty, the ball flicks across, an opportunity. There's a goal again. It's another goal. And Priestley's the man who's got it. The ball was whipped in from the free kick. It's a glancing header, very similar to watching the ex Manchester United centre forward against for Arsenal against that team Leicester the other day.
Welbeck. Can I just tell you, for the podcast this week, the commentary's going to be, well, someone doesn't like Lucozade. Oh, he's in. Happy to help, listener at home, get you through these dark nights.